I'm with Nigel Payne on day two of learning technology. Nigel is going to be talking about leadership development today, so we've managed to catch him quickly. So Nigel, you're going to be talking about where leadership development is failing and what L&D can do about it. So where is it failing and what can they do?
Is there such a thing as catching someone slowly? Martin. It's failing because the more money we put into it, and the current estimate is that it's a $50 billion a year business. It is huge, just way beyond any other expense in L&D. The more money we invest, the less satisfied we are with the results. So it's failing because we do amazing things. We put on brilliant programs. And guess what? Within 2 weeks or 6 weeks, the impact is negligible or non-existent. That's why they're failing.
So what can L&D do about it then?
Build better leadership programs and take into account that a leadership event is nothing to do with changing behaviour. It's something that the whole organisation has to be committed to. Leadership development is not 3 days of your life, it's every day of your life. And it requires the whole organisation to back it up. You know, there's very simple evidence that shows that if your line manager works with you on an action plan before the event, works with you to implement the action plan after the event, 70% more likely to change, 70% more likely to reinforce your behaviours and do things differently. Now, that's not a big deal, but how many organisations just don't grapple with that because it's difficult and line managers don't have any time? And you kind of reap what you sow. If you think that leadership is the provenance of L&D, you're wasting your time and you're probably wasting your money.
Okay, so two things. Who's it kind of controlling, or if you like, in charge of leadership? And secondly, how is learning technology impacting on how leadership development is delivered?
You've got to go back about, you know, four steps. And the issue is, what kind of organisation do you want? And if you can agree that, then you can define the kind of leadership that would deliver that organisation. If you can define that, you can then start to work on how we build those characteristics, those values, those behaviours in the organisation. That's the absolute key. And you have to have zero tolerance for non-conformity. Now, this is something that's, if it's so important, then you need to punish those who don't agree or won't agree or refuse to change. And it's all of those difficult decisions. People don't want to have those kind of conversations. And what they do is they hand over, say, give us some leadership development, L&D. And that's the wrong conversation. So who's responsible? I think it's L&D's job to take that vision, take those carefully defined outcomes and build something that actually works. So they do the building, but they do it in context. So the answer is, who's responsible? Overall, the organisation is responsible for the success or failure. L&D are instrumental in building it in connection, in conjunction, in partnership with. But the whole organisation has to take responsibility. And as I say, come down very hard when it appears not to be working. And if you do that, you can transform an organisation. I guarantee you can transform an organisation.
And that second and final point to that last question is around learning technologies. And how is technology transforming the way leadership development is being delivered?
You can't do it without technology. You know, you can't run a day-to-day, minute-by-minute program that breaks out of the concept of events and carries on, you know, continuously without using technology of one sort or another. And it can be very simple technology, little alerts and aid memoirs being emailed, little events and success stories being stored and shared, group facilitation where the group is remote so that the leaders support each other remotely and meet on a regular basis using various technologies. Technology should really be interlaced with the whole thing. It should be at the heart of continuous leadership development, unless you're a very, very small organisation and you can all sit around a table. there aren't many organisations like that. So yes, it's got to be intelligent use of various apps, big and small, that enable communication, sharing and reinforcement of the message.
Great. Nigel Payne, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure, Martin.